On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM. And with the latest news for Kent, at 1 o'clock, is Ishmael Khawaja.
Hundreds of jobs are at risk at the Giraffe and Ed's Easy Diner restaurant chains after plans were revealed to close 27 branches. Both chains have outlets at Kent's Bluewater shopping centre. The brand's company says that while sales are improving, many of its 87 locations remain unprofitable.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A van driver who smuggled six people into Kent in cramped barrels has been jailed for 6 years. The 41-year-old hid five Vietnamese men and a teenage boy inside two narrow containers bolted to pallets, strapped and then bound in a shrink-wrapped covering. Border Force officials at Dover's Eastern Docks managed to free them last December. Theresa May is in Salisbury a year after the Novichok poisonings that targeted former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter. The Prime Minister says thousands of visitors will be welcomed back as the city plans for a prosperous future. Mrs. May met with workers at a hair salon and gift shop. Local Tory MP John Glenn says more than 100 local firms received financial help following the attack.
What we've now got to think about is the overall impact in terms of international tourism. I think people now understand that following DEFRA's announcement on Friday that all of the cleanup operation is now completed, but it's now about getting a positive message that the city is open.
KMFM News.
The government's denying a £1.6 billion fund for what are described as rundown towns after Brexit amounts to a bribe. The majority of the money will go to the north of England and the Midlands, while £37 million will come to here in the southeast. Critics say Theresa May is trying to influence Labour MPs to back her withdrawal agreement, but Community Secretary James Brokenshire says that's not the case.
There is no conditionality attached to this. This is a fund that is there to deliver for those areas as we look to leave the European Union. So it is about that shared sense of prosperity, ensuring that all areas benefit from that.
A robber who watched his victim win cash at an amusement arcade in Medway has been jailed for 3.5 years. A court heard Michael Higgins from Rochester Street in Chatham trick the victim into getting into his car before threatening him with a knife. When the man got out, the 28-year-old drove off with his money. A Kent MP's announced plans for new legal measures to protect people from potentially being intimidated into silence over something that's happened at work. Rochester's Kelly Tolhurst says employers will no longer be able to use agreements to stop work from reporting harassment or discrimination to police. The business minister says they're not scrapping non-disclosure agreements, but need to improve the regulations around them.
This is just one element of what we want to do as a department, as a government, in regards to strengthening workers' rights, making sure we're protecting people in the workplace, and this is just one element of that wider piece of work that we're doing across government.
A woman who was found dead in Minster has been described as one in a million by friends in a Facebook tribute. The body of Linda Brown from Birchington was discovered shortly after 4:30 on Friday. Her death is not being treated as suspicious by police. More than 1,500 children in Kent are going to get a dramatic lesson in the dangers of underage drinking this week. A theatre company is bringing their play Smash to 9 schools in the county to teach youngsters about the impact alcohol can have on someone's life. Chris Symes from Collingwood Learning told us they're hoping to bring the play back to the county in the future.
Kent has a community alcohol partnership, so we'll be working with them over many years, hopefully, to bring the project back to Kent consistently so we can work with as many young people and as many schools as possible.
The man you probably all remember from the Firestarter video back in the 90s has died at the age of 49. The Prodigy's Keith Flint, who was known for his distinctive hair and tattoos, was found dead at his home in Essex this morning. Police say his death is not being treated as suspicious. Bosses say the announcement to close a bingo venue in Margate is due to significant trading losses. Beacon Bingo will shut its doors next month after nearly 30 years in the town. And tickets to see Rudimental perform in Kent this summer have gone on sale. They're going to be at the Rochester Castle concerts in July.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
The funeral of England's 1966 World Cup winning goalkeeper Gordon Banks is taking place in Stoke. Thousands of people are expected to pay their respects before a private funeral service at the city's Minster. Banks died at the age of 81 last month. And in cricket, England's women have beaten India by 41 runs in the opening 2020 of their three-match series. 62 from Kent's Tammy Beaumont and 40 from captain Heather Knight helped England to 160 for 4 after they were put into bat. Catherine Brunt and Lindsay Smith then took 2 wickets each to help restrict India to 119 for 6. That's the latest. Next update at 2.